welcome to another edition of Way Ahead, your 100% English spoken podcast here at English in Brazil Podcasts. This is teacher Fabio Emery, and today I'm gonna take you to the pub. What? Yeah, you heard well. I always say that learning a language brings you closer to that culture. And since this is all about English that, you know, came from England, why not learning a little bit about the famous pubs? I don't know you, but I find it very useful being able to enter a pub and order a pint of their best bitter so that you can really live the English experience. That's why I decided to give you all this guide on how to proceed, how to behave in a pub. And if you don't drink alcohol, relax, relax, because pubs have soft drinks and it's not only about beer. But let's talk about beer just for a while. First, it's important to know that there are two major groups of beer, the ales and the lagers. Ale is an older and more traditional kind of beer, dating back to over 2,000 years, while the lager, no more than 200. The yeast is present as one of the most important ingredients for both types of beer. The British love the stronger ales, which are called bitter, like the porters or stouts. These two kinds of ales are dark and well-hopped. Amongst the most popular ones, we have Guinness and Fuller's. But how can you order your beer at a pub? The happy hours in the UK take place at the pubs, unlike in the US where you can't drink in the streets. In the UK, you can go to your favorite pub, order your beer and stay outside with your friends. But let's focus on how you order your beer. Pay attention to these five rules. Rule number one, be patient. Have on you 5 or 10 pounds so that the bartender can spot you. But don't wave up in the air or you'll be ignored. Don't shout either. Just stare the bartender in the eyes and smile. Number two, know what you want. If you show indecisiveness as the bartender comes to serve you, you can miss your turn. Also, have in mind how much beer you want. If you want half liter, ask for a pint. If you want 250 milliliters, ask for a half pint. And knowing the beer name is also desirable. For example, this is how I would order 2 pints of Guinness, a half of porter, and 3 packets of crisps. Crisps are the potato chips, and don't forget to say please. So I'm gonna say it again. 2 pints of Guinness, a half of porter, and 3 packets of crisps, please. Then, you pay as you order. If there's change that you expect, they'll bring along with your beer. Number three, what to expect. The British, mainly the English people, are not very fond of foam. So be prepared to have your pint with little foam. As you may have seen in pubs in Brazil, the beers are served from the taps at a slightly lower temperature than the environment. If you prefer colder beers, order a bottle. That's the idea. Number four, avoid staying at the counter. So here's how a regular pub goer or patron, as they also call it, does. They get their order and leave the counter. And that's what you've got to do. As you pick your beer, food, or whatever, go to your table. Or go outside in case you are on the sidewalk with your friends. Okay? Don't forget that. Number five, you're expected to buy your friends a round. Yeah. Open your hand. If you are at the pub with your friends or workmates, each one is expected to buy a round. Don't be a miser. This kind of people are not really appreciated in the pub environment. So let's talk about the service. Some pubs have waiters. Some pubs. but you're supposed to go to the counter and make your order and then go back to your table where your food and drinks will be brought. These kind of pubs are called gastropubs. Dinners are served there too. So before you make your way to the counter, memorize the number of your table and tell the attendant. That will help you. And what time do pubs work? Well, pubs have fixed working schedule. They open for lunch and close right after that. They only reopen in the evening at 6-ish and close at 11 p.m. Some local laws allow a renegotiation that changed this schedule a little bit. So it's not uncommon finding pubs where breakfast is served for night shift workers. But even if the pub is open, it's always a good idea asking if their kitchen is working. So make sure you ask, are you serving food at the moment? So you know if you can eat something or not. Oh yeah, and they warn people that they're preparing to close, ringing a bell and saying, last orders! So remember I told you in the beginning that you can go to a pub even if you don't drink alcohol? So, here's the good news. You can take even your kids with you. Kids are allowed in pubs for having soft drinks and juices or crisps as long as they are obviously accompanied by adults. And in many pubs, pets are welcomed as well. How great is that? Right? So, now you are ready to get the best of your future trip to the UK. Let's just hope we can travel soon, right? And this is it for today's episode. Okay, so now in Portuguese. Agora vamos dar uma passadinha em alguns termos que de repente ficaram um pouquinho nebulosos aí. Mesmo que vocês tenham entendido bastante coisa, tem sempre alguma coisinha aqui ou ali que pode ter ficado um pouquinho sem sentido para quem as ouve pela primeira vez. Por exemplo, em um determinado momento, eu falei a seguinte frase: These two kinds of ales are dark and well hopped. Well hopped. Hop é lúpulo, sabe? Aquele ingrediente principal de toda a cerveja. Quando eu digo well hopped, eu digo que é uma cerveja lupulada, uma cerveja forte. Normalmente as cervejas mais intensas, elas têm bastante lúpulo. Ou elas são well hopped. Well hopped. Lembra que um momento eu falei, if you show indecisiveness. Se você mostra indecisão, então indecisiveness é uma palavra comprida, estranha, mas é a maneira que se fala indecisiveness. As the bartender comes to serve you, you can miss your turn. Ou seja, se você mostra indecisão enquanto o atendente está te servindo, está te atendendo, você pode perder a sua vez, porque tudo é muito corrido, tudo é muito louco, então as pessoas elas têm que falar rápido o que elas querem. Deixa eu ver outra coisa que eu falei. Ah, sim, eu falei em um determinado momento o seguinte: The British, mainly the English people, are not very fond of foam. Foam, o que é foam? Espuma. Então, o inglês, as pessoas lá, elas não gostam de o colarinho, né? Que a gente fala o colarinho muito grosso, que é a espuma, que é foam. Então, be prepared to have your pint with little foam. Esteja preparado para você receber uma cerveja com um colarinho muito pequeno, muito curto, tá? Lembrando, pint, né? Que se escreve P-I-N-T, que é os 500ml, né? Aquele copão mais tradicional que a gente vê nos pubs aqui. Pint, é assim que se pede, pint. Se for 250ml, é half pint, meio pint, half pint. Deixa eu ver mais coisas que eu falei. Ah, sim. Em um momento eu falei that you are supposed to buy your friends around. Buy around significa pagar uma rodada. Pensa que é assim? Cada um vai ter a sua vez de pagar a sua rodada. To buy around. E cuidado, né? Ah, eu quero te pagar uma rodada. Embora a gente use o verbo pagar, em português. Em inglês, a gente usa o verbo comprar, to buy. Então, não diga I'm gonna pay you around. Não, I'm gonna buy you around. Deixa eu te pagar uma rodada. Let me buy you around, ok? Então, era isso, meus caros, minhas caras, meus queridos, my dear friend. This was your episode of Way Ahead. And I hope you now can be a happy person at the pub, right? So thank you for having me, and see you next time!